Hi, my name is Abiola Adoragbemi, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast.
To be very sincere, this is like the fifth take recording this episode, because I feel like I've not done this in a while, and I've set myself up on some sort of pedestal. Hi, my name is Adora, and I want to welcome you to the Shaking Tables podcast. If this is your first time, I'm going to do the old first time introduction in a second, but I want to first of all welcome the old timers, right? If you've been with the episode, with the podcast for the past six seasons, I want to say thank you very much for listening, for tuning in again. I've missed you. Even if you've not missed me, I want to believe that you have missed me on the other end of this conversation. I genuinely do want to believe that you've missed me. Today we're talking about something very fanciful, but before we get into the conversation, before we get into the guest, I genuinely want to say that how has it been, right? Life update. How did the strike treat you? I think, did you go off before the strike or after the strike? After the strike, so it's not like an 8 months long thing. However, it's been a minute, and how have you been? So let me give you a sneak peek into my life. A lot of things happened before this, and I think you'll find out eventually. But one thing that I know that I've started doing is workouts. Yes. Why are they? Oh, I don't believe me. Okay, to be sincere, I started working out, and I did something very, very weird yesterday, or for the past 2 days. I've been doing squats, and now I understand why people dread leg day. Guy, I cannot walk. And it's not like I did a professional, what is it called, squat. It was just very mild, and my legs hurt. So you guys are going to the gym. I don't know how you do it, but big ups, man. I do want to say that I'm going to slander you people. You have to hold on for a second. Enough about me. I hope you're fine. I hope you've ventured into a number of things. I see that a ton of my folks are now tech bros on Texas. I want you to send me money. I'm going to send my account number. But I feel like I've been talking about me for a long time. I'm sorry. I just miss you people a lot. I just miss you a lot. I'm not even going to cap. Anyways, today we're talking about something quite interesting. But I think like this amazing young man has been left out of the conversation. So I'm going to let them into the conversation, let them introduce themselves, how they got to know me. This amazing human being, by the way. I'm this guy. Yeah, I'm that guy, like MI said. I'm that I'm that guy. Right. Anyways, you guys are fine.
My name is Faisal, and I'm here to talk on this podcast with my friend and, this narcissist.
That here. Guy.
That guy. I mean, We met each other this year during NYC service, and he's been that guy, really. I mean, he's amazing. I mean, as much as he's that guy.
Have you ever had that feeling of, who's that guy? Like, that guy. Yeah, I'm that guy. So, this guy, what's up?
Yeah, I'm Kolapo. Thanks for having me here. With this... I don't even know what to say, but this guy has been a long-time friend. Yeah, we schooled at FUNAB, so he was once a squatter.
Wow, that was not okay.
He was once a squatter.
Can I explain myself?
Okay, go ahead.
In a long, distant country far, far away, I was very broke. No, it's not like I'm still not broke. I'm still broke, but I'm less broke. But I was very broke that time, and I did not have a house. And I used to go and squat in school still, where we used to eat palm wine rice. No, palm oil rice.
We have to
Guy, but it's funny how I see the pool chicks.
Nah, bro.
Hey, so.
Yeah. Well, that's the part where we talk about. I mean, he was broke, and and he's still a little bit broke now.
No, I'm less broke.
He's less broke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nobody's saying himself get money from like that. Thinking, but then, at the same time,
rich
yeah,
kid.
I know they act like that guy. I mean, narcissist. Oh.
Okay. Today we're talking about this personality thing, and I feel like you would need to be involved in the conversation. So whether you want to get your chores, because I know that personally I listen to podcasts while I do some certain chores, and believe it or not, I do chores. Like take walks. But yeah, I do chores, and I listen to podcasts while I do my chores. So I know that certain people listen to or enjoy conversations, this conversations in a different light. So whether you want to get your popcorn ready, whether you want to get your chores ready, whether you want to get your laundry ready, whatever feels at home, makes you feel at home with the podcast, get that ready, because this is going to be not just a longest conversation, but a conversation that I feel like you're going to be want to be a part of, right? Enough said, let's get into it. Zero personality disorder. I'd like to ask first, what do you think? What is a personality? Or how would you define a personality?
Well, a personality is that act that you do, that thing that people see you do, what people know you for, and how you behave generally on the outside to people. That's what I see as a personality.
Okay. So what do you think?
Well, I mean, I see personality as oneself, like your whole life, basically.
Explain, please.
Your activities.
Okay.
Your character, your kind of person. That's your personality.
So I want to ask you a question. What shapes one's personality? What do you think shapes a person's personality?
Basically, what you do, your day-to-day activity, your day-to-day life is your personality. So you get to have this, I don't know, should I call it feelings, or should I call it, okay, now you wake up every morning, you wake up in the morning,
okay,
you do your blah, 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 blah.
You do your, what is the blah, 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 because I do a lot of things in the morning.
No, now you do your normal thing now, brush, is that you wake up to pray, you wake up to brush, go to wherever you want to go to.
Okay.
So you get to meet a lot of people. And how you talk to people,
okay,
how you address things, how you talk is your personality.
Okay, interesting. Do you is that what you think?
Yeah, well, it's for me, I think it's a little bit similar to what he has said, but then your personality is also shaped by your experiences, because the older you grow, the more your personality gets shaped. I mean, for me, I feel like your character and your personality are two different things, because your character is, that's it. Your character now is something that, you know, people see. That's the only thing that people see you do is what your character is. Your personality also involves those things that people don't see you do.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that you know within yourself that, okay, this is the kind of thing I'm capable of, or this is the kind of way that I'm going to react to these things and all that. Sometimes you might feel some way and then say something else out. So your personality is like, it encompasses your character too. So like I said, your personality can be shaped by your experiences, because when you have some certain kind of experience, even things that you would normally do before, you might start doing them.
Okay.
Like you said, you picked up a new thing of working out, something you did not used to do before.
Okay.
And that is definitely going to add to your personality. Now you're seeing a new light of how people that work out carry on with their day. I mean, doing squats, like you said, and, you know, lifting and all that, probably doing push-ups, sit-ups. It helps shape your personality as well.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that much deepness, but can we just end the podcast already? Because this guy has already said everything I want to say. But what I want to say, or what I want to add, is in a bit less serious manner and in a more violent way. So, because that's what people like, obviously. I know people like violence. You don't like seriousness. So I'm gonna break it down from this, right? My motivation for working out, if you can guess, please get it up. My dear, I think you have my socials. I'm going to leave my socials at the end of this. If you can guess what my motivation for working out is, I will give you a hug. What are you expecting? We just started the season. You won't give it away. Right? But my motivation for working out, my stomach started getting... Okay, so I'm not going to lie. Myself in the university and myself now is like complete polar opposite. If you see me in the university, I was lean as hell. Like I was starving, and I'm less starving. But like I started to grow everywhere, and I wanted it to be just my body, but my stomach was like, no, you're great too.
Buy one, get one free.
So I started to work out, and in a way, I think he's right. It has shaped my personality, because I feel like if I don't do certain things in the morning, even if it is a mild push up, it kind of shapes how my day goes. So yeah, let's get the Google definition of personality, and then we can move on to the violent side of things. So Merriam-Webster says that the totality of an individual's behavioral and emotional characteristics equals personality, right? All of you are very mad. You are very, very... Okay, so the joke, this is the joke. I used to have someone called Merriam in my life that showed me shege. I had to say it, so I had to explain, no. So that they can understand.
so that we can understand where the Merriam
trigger
is coming from.
I'm sorry. I'm not even joking. It's Merriam that's on the slide that you did the bubbles. Okay. So enough about that. So yeah, personality basically is this little trait that you carry out on a day-to-day basis that kind of shapes you as a human being, right? Now, I've come to realize that people use activities as a personality trait, and this is what I mean, right? How can you tell me that because of you like money, you are a money-driven person? Like, that is you base your entire personality on that certain activity. Or say, because you eat, you call yourself a foodie. Now, this is where the violence begins, right? I have a list of premises that are listed in my head or in my notepad here that I'll read to you, and we'll have a conversation about it. All right. So, how do we start? Do we start from the violence, or we should?
Yeah, well, we can start from anywhere actually, but then I'd rather we go from the soft landing, and then we can take it up from there.
What do you think?
Same.
You did it for my hand because I want violence. Okay, so let's take from the soft landing. So people basically use definitive terms, right? I think we as young folks, and I'm not quick to saying our generation or Generation Z, because any small thing, our generation is this on social media, our generation is that on social media. However, I want to believe that we are quick to using certain definitive terms because they sound very fancy, and we want to call ourselves that. I'm sure we've had this episode sometime on the podcast that people, they hear a fancy word, right, and they say, oh, I'm bipolar, or I have ADHD, and I'm like, no, we have audience. You see, the podcast is getting global. A lot of people are they're watching us record right now, and you know, we don't worry, wait your turn, okay? You're gonna I'm just joking. But yeah, a few things are being said because people want to relate themselves to, I guess, I don't know if it's just me, but people want to sound smart.
Well, there's I mean, in our community, there's an elitist mentality that is going around where you want to be categorized into a certain group of people.
Yeah.
So it fashions how you want to be seen. So let's say someone is a glutton, and then because you want to make it sound posh or find an excuse for your bad character, you call yourself a foodie. I mean, there are foodies, but then you shouldn't abuse the term called foodie. Foodies generally are not lazy people. They love to cook, and people that love to cook are not lazy people. But you're lazy, you want to eat a lot, you want to lounge on other people's money by eating free food and all that. You know, it's an abuse of the term. And then there are other terms too. People that have clinical ADHD, and then you're bringing your own into it. People that are clinically bipolar, and then you're calling yourself bipolar because of your shitty character. Sorry. So, then there's also the one of the zodiac signs.
Oh my God! Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
That is so annoying. Trust me. Scorpio, Taurus, Aries, whatever you want to call yourself.
Capricorn.
Exactly, Capricorn. But then Capricorn, Gemini. I mean, what's all that? I mean, those things. When you read about them.
Well, let's dwell on that for a second. Sorry to interrupt you. Let's dwell on that for a second. Do you believe that because the sun was in a certain direction, Kolapo, the sun was in a certain direction, it kind of shapes your personality? Like, how? Tell me how that makes sense.
Well, me, while growing up, I don't know all these things. Yeah. So I don't believe the sun shapes your character. When I see, I just come across all these names recently. You know when they say, what's your exact sign? And then you have to go and check. Oh, what's mine?
you mean like oh, what month was I born in?
Yeah,
from what day in this month to that day in that
so
month?
So you're saying that because I was born on a Tuesday, I have certain.
No, it's not particularly a Tuesday. It's, you know, I've read on about zodiac signs, and then it's not the day basically. It's more about the period within 2 months, because zodiac signs extend within two different months. It's not just 1 month. It's not like I see it starts from the first of the month till the end of that month. A zodiac sign now can start from, okay, now I'm Mayborn, I'm May 6th. So a zodiac sign now within from April till maybe like 10th of May will be different from 11th of May till June. So imagine saying because we were born within this period of time, that is why you're acting the way you are. I mean, probably, I don't know, maybe during the old days when things were not able to be explained, when there was no when they didn't have advanced scientific knowledge of things, you could have used that. But then now people are too exposed for you to be saying zodiac signs are the reason why you're behaving like the way you're behaving. I mean, sometimes it's good character and sometimes it's just bad character. Sometimes you're just who you are. So that's what I feel.
I feel like key is constant, like you change.
Hmm.
You understand? Okay, I might be this because I'm maybe Taurus or anything, and I go to another new environment, and then I'm another thing. Can you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah. In this advent of Nigerians moving abroad, they are introverts here, and they go there and they become photographers and models.
They have the motivation. Their horizon has been opened. I mean, why do you limit yourself to a definitive term?
Wait.
It's not even elite to be part of one thing and then
You know when growing up they say those that wear glasses, they are smart.
Hey, you don't they shake my own table.
Those that wear glasses are they saying those that doesn't wear glasses, they don't have sense?
Yeah, well, about those that wear glasses, I know. I mean, there's a form of a theory that backs the fact that people that are seen with glasses are being they are being termed or pushed to being brilliant. But then it's just an eye defect. Okay, let's say maybe their intelligence level is what give them an eye defect. I mean it's just all just situations and places that we find our levels of things that we find ourselves in.
Can I deviate for a second? Have you ever just seen a lady, right, and she has the glasses on and the braces in, and you're like, this person's supposed to be smart? And dust comes out of my mouth, and I'm like, oh no! Like you've not.
Yeah, well. when you see someone on glasses and braces, yeah, sometimes that, the way you are dressed is how you will be addressed, because that is a commonly used term. I mean, and it's the way the people see you. That's how it is, because the way you are dressed is how you'll be addressed. So when you see someone on and wearing glasses has been termed to be likened to intelligence, and then you see someone very well dressed, he's on glasses, looking fine and smooth,
looking sharp.
Thank you very much for that word. Looking very sharp, first thing that comes to your mind is, oh, this person should be smart. I mean, you already have a prejudice, and then when you hear what the person has to say and the person is not smart, it becomes like you're disappointed.
I'm just hurt, like, why all of these aesthetic? Why? I'm disappointed. Anyway, so I'm going to list out a number of activities that people base their personality on, and I like that we talk about it for a second, right? I'm sure that obviously some of these things would take a longer than a second. However, these are the common things that I know people base their personality on, and we'll talk about it. A number of things, as we mentioned earlier, but let me just put it out there. First thing that I have here is some people base their personality on profession, right? Tech bros, doctors, professors, right? And tech bros, again, because, you know, tech bros, right? Now that the strike has ended, we're going to see the real tech bro. I'm confident that the way school will press your, it will press your head in like 8 weeks.
Well, sorry to interrupt here. Tech bro or no tech bro, it's still back to the classist or the definite term classism. It's just some people just want to feel among, and then there's this one of once you have, you know, in our community in Nigeria here, I don't know about other communities outside Nigeria, I'm sure you get, but then once you have money, some people tend to change their behaviors, or once you're seeing some financial uplifting in the new thing you're doing,
it becomes
starts
less
feeling
broke.
Like if it starts feeling like as if, okay, now I should not take some kind of shit I used to take before, even things that you normally not do before. And that's what we're talking about, experiences and, you know, things around you shaping your personality. Now your real character starts to come out because you feel like, oh, because I'm having some financial backing now, I feel like, okay, I can do some certain things and nothing is going to touch me. It's just wrong. That's how I feel.
Why do you feel having money changes your personality?
I feel like you don't know your personality yet.
Until you have money.
Ah, bro, let's see. Okay. Look at it from this perspective, right? Are you the person you were 5 years ago right now?
I don't even know myself 5 years ago.
Right, but I do believe that a certain level of people change, like you said earlier on.
Yeah.
So inevitably, when you tend to hang with some set of people, you start to work on certain things, the way you view the world would be different, right? But I do believe that it shouldn't be... You at your core, you should still be the same person, but does it now mean that it should change your entire personality? Okay, I'll give you the example of how on tech Twitter is one of the most toxic place ever, because all they just do on tech Twitter is show off their workspace and vibes. Most of these people say what? That's a big lie. All right. Right. So I'm setting myself up for a drag, right?
Well, on tech Twitter, I mean, most of us use Twitter. I'm assuming most of us use Twitter here, and we know what's going on Twitter. On tech Twitter, talking about tech Twitter, like you said, it's more about, I mean, people want to, everybody wants to show off. I mean, I'm not trying to be a hypocrite here. Everybody wants to show off.
Yeah, because I worked hard for this, so I mean...
People want to show off what they have. And then, you know, by showing off, influencer tech bros and non-influencer... the non-influencer tech bros get influenced by the influencer tech bros.
Hmm.
And then some people that are not actual tech bros, they want to, you know, have the same vibes, and that becomes their...
the premise for success.
Exactly, a premise for success. So it's just, that's where the toxicity starts from.
Okay, can I just say something that, and this might sound wrong, but I do believe that, it's not like I believe, I know for a fact that some of your favorite influencers that are in tech, I say some of these people actually genuinely want to teach what they know via social media, which that I can appreciate. But a few of them that I know and I've heard of, they don't have an actual job. They don't have a shit ton of followers, a beautiful workspace, and vibes, right? What this does is this positions them as a thought leader, and brands want to be affiliated with, oh, this person has this influence of this amount of influence and is going to help our startup. Not necessarily because of your tech skill, because I'm a designer and I see a ton of people's faves, and I see some design flaws, I see some horrible user experience in what they design, and I'm like, and I see people in their comment section, God of design. And I'm like, bros, rest. You can do so much better. And I feel like, in a way, people try to shape their personality that, oh, I'm a tech bro, so I have to wear glasses, right? Or I'm a tech bro, I have to wear shorts. You have to wear shorts and dread for a presentation. And I'm like, it's an actual presentation. While I get that we are growing in as a people, and we are getting past the age of, you know, being prejudiced, it only makes sense in which you're coming to talk to a ton of young people or a ton of people that they want to go into a career field, and you are coming with a short knicker for the love of God. How on earth does that make sense?
Well,
they just think it's MacBook and vibes.
I won't talk about that, about being show off. I mean, it's just part of the classing yourself, you know, tech pro. So you think that you need to wear knicker. I mean, I work in a tech space, and I see how people dress, and I see the way people carry themselves. It doesn't have to be because you're a tech bro, so you have to look in a set. Just be yourself. And yeah, sometimes that when you know the kind of thing you want to do, like a presentation, you know, a presentation requires smart dressing. I mean, just business casual or normal casual is acceptable, but then you're going on shorts or knicker and then or sleeveless, that's not casual or business casual. That's just, I don't know what to call it. Because
so this actually happened to me real time. I think 2 years ago, we had this tech event, and I went, and at first I was impressed at how the speaker was willing to break the norm as per the way he dressed, because he spoke a ton of sense. But it was almost impossible for me to look beyond. It wasn't just an actual shot, it was this short, and I'm like, how am I supposed to, or what were you it was an actual presentation where the it was a cinema hall, it was packed to the brim, everybody was there, and he pulled up on shorts, and we all believed, that's how tech bro leaves. And in my mind, I'm like, I was making excuses for them that maybe it's a way of life for them. But looking in retrospect, I do believe that you as an influencer, and I made this tweet, I tagged one of the UX influencers, and I was like, as an influencer, you need to be responsible for people. You have a ton of followers. As much as you want to live a life for yourself, you need to have some level of empathy for the people behind you, because whether you like it or not, people put you on a pedestal, and you need to be mindful of, you have to watch your speech. You have to mind. Yes.
No. Well, really, you're right, because once you get to that level of being an influencer, I mean, unless you even if you say that you don't be seen as an influencer, to a certain extent, you need to be able to carry the responsibility of the mass of people that follow you, the mass of people that you pull. So, I mean, definitely you have your own private space, your time and all that, but once you realize that, okay, this space is something that people are going to be listening to me, seeing me, and, you know, trying to follow up with me on. I mean, that space, you need to try to give people a good example, or be a good example to them, because apart from the adult generation, there are also people that are not, that are under the adult age that are following you too. And you need to set that example for that, because of the sake of the community you're in. I mean, we want to create a good culture within the people that are growing, within the coming generation. And as much as we say that our community is this, our community is that, judgmental and all that, there are some things too that we need to realize that we should adopt them. There are some that we should drop, and there are some that we should adopt. I mean, everybody has, I mean, in my own generation, most people in my generation, my age groups, we are grown. You know right from wrong. You can depict what is right from what is wrong. So I feel like you need to be able to do the right thing for people that are following you, especially the coming generation. I mean, that culture that we want to revamp, it needs to be revamped everywhere. Not just in one aspect.
So sorry to interrupt you. I've come to understand that as a people, as humans, you cannot not judge. I don't know if that makes sense. You cannot not be prejudiced because we come from different places. We come from different experiences.
Backgrounds,
and a totality of our experience shapes our personality. That I can understand. But at the same time, a few things has to happen. Your open-mindedness has to show in all of the things that you're doing. And now we've been saying, oh, tech bro this, tech bro that, you know, in today's age, young people, age mates, whatever. I want to let you know that even our parents are one of the most judgmental ever. Now, I'm going to take it to church in a second. I'm going to take it to religion in a second. And if you know me, I'm not a fan of talking about religion because I have trigger stuff. Anyways, not like trigger stuff. Like, I see some things that can be a trigger. However, if you look at, still on the profession, our parents wanted us to be doctors, lawyers. I know of people that studied the top fours. Like, that's engineers, doctors, law. I think that's like three. At the time when we're applying for what? Accounting. Thank you very much. Accounting. Right. At the time when we were applying for the university, if we did not get this course, we were sad. Our parents was like, oh my God. You're gonna be a dinner man. You're gonna work in McDonald's. Right. But and this is a prejudice because they used to believe that because of I've seen people that study medicine and bros, they know the bros. Shemikai, our animal doctor in the team. the boy that you know even they do anything because I is a web 3 leader now. How does that relate? Right? So we have people that and I'm just trying to give a shift in perception that it's not a young person thing, it's an existential thing. As a person, as a people, we cannot not be prejudiced. But we have to have some level of open-mindedness because you cannot carry this your dustbin character and influence the coming generation that will play with my own children that is going to be perfectly sane, by the way, in the name of God. So please, I'm sorry, but please fix up, man. Just fix up, all right? But I said we're going to go into religion, so let's get into religion. Before this episode started, a teammate said that one of the places that you get judged the most is the church. The church teaches you about God, but then judges you, like puts sin on some scale. I hope you understand that murder and lying about sins in the eyes of God, right? And I'm not God's accountant, but the word of God has told us that there's nothing as a great sin or greater sin. So while I understand that one might have minimal or little to no consequences and another has a consequence that even when God forgives you, you are still going to go to jail, I think it's still sin, right? Now, the church and the mosque, right? And I say church and mosque in this way because people look at you that, oh, you are going to... I've had people downplay people because they feel like you are not Christian enough. And I say Christian because I'm a Christian. I want to believe I'm a good Christian. I try to be a good Christian. A 4 times of days, I'm not going to lie. You know, mommy raised me well and daddy too, right? I just want to say that... I've seen people, I've had interactions with ministers look at you. Have you ever, okay, I don't know if this has happened to you before, you went for an impartation service and you start to feel inferior because you cannot speak in tongues. And they start to force you to you've not experienced it before. You guys haven't experienced it before. Okay, so I'm going to explain this story. A very good friend of mine, Ade Sticks, I'm positive he's listening to this. We were in front of the girls' hostel in school, Yacht. And some prayer minister walks up to us and is like, he was trying to preach to us. And I didn't want to like discard him because I was like, oh yeah, good Christian. Let's hear what he has to say. And he was talking about, you know, God. And I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, that's fine. Then the question of, do you speak in tongues came up. And I was like, yeah, sure. And my guy is like, no. And he's like, okay, no, wala. And I was like, today, now, you must speak in tongues. Like, I'm not joking. I can't make this up. Like, it was like, say anything that come in front of a girl. We don't go and see woman.
There are lots in front of, bro. They are a lot.
Now you think that because you speak in tongues you are beside God?
With me, well, I back in 100 level, I had this roommate, it was in 500 level engineering, spiritual, you know, this P something.
wow, let's not go there, please.
Yeah, I mean, PTSD, I
mean, okay, yeah.
You know those pastor, this pastor, that, okay. So there was one night, we had a conversation, I asked me, do I not speak? I said, no, maybe, now once I did go to church. So he took me to Fadama.
Yeah.
One cold night like that, we walked to Fadama, and then it was like, say whatever is in your mind. Speaking, bro, I like, I don't know what to say. I cannot be, you know, like, lying against the Holy Spirit. It's a great thing. I'm sure you guys know. Lying against the Holy Spirit is a great thing. So, me, I cannot be kavoshing when I know that.
Say that, kavoshing.
I know that. I don't have the kavoshing in me. She understands. So, there are a lot of people like that. I mean, I view Christianity and Islam as character connecting with God.
Okay.
So it's not about, okay, I go to church.
Can you say that again?
Character connecting with God.
That's deep.
Do you understand? So, Christianity, okay, you are a Christian and you don't have morals. What's Christianity?
I've seen, okay, so.
Chill, bro,
okay,
let me just
go
ahead. Because I don't talk too much.
I'll drop the
mic to him. So you get, so like, okay, now, I'm a Christian. I go to church. But you're bad to your fellow people. You're bad to your neighbor.
Bad to me, whiskey.
Bad to me. So you get, or maybe, okay, now, I need something from Adura. She understand. Adura is claiming Christian, Pastor Adura. I am Pastor Adura.
P.A.
I am Pastor Adura, and I come to Adura for help, and Adura cannot render me help, which he, you
so
are
clearly
being, you get, and then, yeah, and then you call yourself Pastor, you understand? So me, I feel like this religion thing, yeah, I don't want to talk much about it, so.
It's a very, very,
it's very deep.
Yeah.
Very, very deep and very sensitive. So me, I just feel like, in a nutshell, basically, religious is character connecting with God. I just hope you guys get that.
Okay, so let's get the Islam side of things.
Well, as you guys know here, I mean, I don't know if the audience doesn't know, so I'll just say it. I'm a Muslim, and I went to a Montessori school, so I also did spiritual progress while I was going to Ileke, as Quran school and all that. So I mean, I was like, as a child growing up, I was kind of caught up in between both. You hear this one side, you hear that one side. I mean, it was kind of overwhelming. At some point, you question yourself if there's even God, because, I mean, it's almost like as if people are just conjecturing whatever they like from their head, and then the holy books, God forgive me, I don't mean it, but I'm just saying what is in my head. I mean, holy books were just things that were made up by people, because I mean, we were not there. These things were just passed down to us, and you know, they are trying to give us proof of God's existence.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to dive into all that, but then, you know, just seeing the two sides of the coin, and then the two sides of the two major coins, which is Islam and Christianity, and then you're thinking, oh, okay, which one is the right or which one is the wrong one? I also feel like when it comes to religion, any religion you were born into, if you decide to change after you grow up, that's your choice. You want to convert to the other one, it's your choice. And if you decide to stay where you are, then it's perfectly fine. From my perspective, I mean, the only thing I have against religion is extremism. And wanting to force your own point of view on other people. Please.
I mean, like, you understand, you know where you're coming from.
Being religious, and then there are some people that will be religious, but then their morals are just not it. What's your point of view on religion?
I have a question, and this is good. It borders on religion and morality. Right, so I was in school, I was writing this particular course, MTS, I think 20 something, or I think it was my 200 level. That course, I carried it. this is like the first time that I carry course, so I don't feel sure, but I carry course. Anyways, I carried it. It was an MTS course. It was 200 level, MTS 234, I think. And so when, at the day of the exam, I knew that I was going to fail. There was just some courses that you knew.
that if I didn't, if God did not help
like
me,
like this one, nothing.
If right, God so no help me, if lecturer no dey good mood, I don't. It's gone. What the law? It's gone.
Oh yeah, so
so, so I was there.
Don't go.
And I, you don't ever sleep for exam hall before.
Bro, night class.
Oh
no, inside no, exam hall.
Inside the exam hall. No, I mean, bro, I've actually slept in an exam hall. Though the times I've slept in the exam hall, those are courses that I knew very well and I had already finished. So you get so I sleep and then the invigilator will come and wake you up that hope everything is
fine. I wish someone who studies statistics or mathematics is in the room right now, because I like the best way, because you first of all, you're already suffering from lack of sleep before the exam. Some of us that likes to do a marathon reading and everything, night class and everything. So as you enter the exam or you look at the paper, you just instantly get overwhelmed because somebody's telling you logistic function, it's bringing you exponential function, it's telling you, and I'm like, bros. And me, I put the information I put in my head, I cramped it up, so it starts to mix up. So the first thing that I do, and I think it has become an habit, is to sleep. I did my okay. So all my life in school, if any invigilator is saying they're coming to invigilate statistics students, we stay the longest. The minimum that you will stay as an STS student is 3 hours minimum. But we've done exams for 5 hours, like an illegit exam. So I know that first hour, sleep. Because there's no way in hell I'll instantly get overwhelmed with this question. It's now when I start attempting it that I figure my way through. So I was in this exam hall, MTS, and I was like, there was no way hell I was going to pass it. I slept, I'd woken up, it still wasn't coming. But then there was this girl that I thought was a good friend at the time. So I saw her, this babe, they fired down. I said, oh, it's all over. So in my mind, I was like, okay, I can't remember her name. Was it Grace? Was it? I don't need it yet, but it was something. And I was like, Afa. She knows, I was like, okay, don't worry, I'll let you finish, don't worry. Then she finished. I think she had like 30 minutes to spare, and I was calling her, and I swear to God who made me, she did not respond. She was done. She had nothing to lose. Now, the question is, was it a bad thing? Because it's cheating in the exam, or that's technically cheating. Yeah. And she is a very good Christian, right? Some people consider this as something that they can do. But then, Abba, I want to hear me reason now.
Yeah, well,
I have a friend.
I got a friend. Go ahead.
So like, you know these Christian people now, and I don't talk in the exam hall. I don't do this, I don't do that. If you call me, I won't answer you. I won't call you. Even if I don't know anything, I won't call you. So you understand? So we start together, right? We are writing the exam, yeah? Bro, my guy. My guy, help your guy now. Or just tell me one sentence, I'll remember. You know, me, I studied microbiology, so there's no like calculation. So now cram la poor. So we do a lot of stories.
Okay.
You understand? So we cannot there's no formula that I want to write or that we will list to this and this and that. So we just put story on that. So bro, please just tell me the beginning and then I'll figure out the rest, bro.
Oh boy, no answer. So while this might be a I'm sorry. While this might be a question that we might not answer in this episode, I want you to think about it. It might start to say, okay, maybe it's not a moral thing, maybe it's not a Christian thing to do. I understand that, but think about it. Just think deep it for a second. And you want to say something?
Yeah, well, thinking about the topic of the exam hall and, you know, how your religious friends and your friends that are not religious, but then their moral are like that, and principles too. I mean, I have this friend. It's not hard.
You're not like this boy.
guy to guy, we unless we need something from each other, we just hardly check up on each other like that. I mean, that's how we are wired, I guess. So he's the kind of person that before you enter the exam hall, whatever it is that you want to ask him. Yeah. Whatever remembering you want to remember, ask him. Because once you're inside the exam hall, he's not going to answer you. That's just his principle. That's just him. Because he's the kind of person that he can't talk in the exam hall. I mean, he's going to get caught. And this kind of person that he does tutorials for people. He helps you if you're a serious type of person in class and all that. Sure, you get. So he's a very good guy. I mean, but then everybody knows him for him that once he's in the exam hall, she's not gonna answer you. So, based on the exam hall cheating and all that, and on probably helping you to remember, I mean, I don't see anything bad in helping your guy remember, okay, this is the start. Give the person a hint or something. Things happen, I mean, na friends will be. But then there are those people that, okay, they just feel like, cheating is a sin, or, I mean, me, I went to University of Ilorin, so there are more Muslims than Christians. And then there are more extremist Muslims than normal Muslims. I mean, apart from the rest of us, sure you get. So these people, I mean, the way they see us, they don't see us as if we are Muslims. They see like, you fool, you don't know what you are doing, Jari. You're just there.
Like, if you don't cover your entire body, you are just...
You get. Mm. It was just very, very judgmental and all. I mean, I did not like passing judgment on people until when I started seeing things, and I felt like, why do you guys do this? I mean, it's not right. But then there's nothing you can say to them that they want to listen to you. Yeah. So just let it go.
But I just want to give a special shout out to every STS student 2020 to 2021. You lot are like, we had a perfect setup in our class, and it's not like cheating. So we had the very genius person that was very, 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 very good. She writes in class a lot, and she was like, I think she finished with the first class. Beautiful person, beautiful personality. Shout out Yasmin, I know she's gonna hear this. So what she does is she writes in class, then we all snap our notes, we turn our notes to PDF, then she sends our summary. And this was something that we developed in 300 level.
What a lovely friend.
Yeah, it was so perfect. The setup was too. We had cliques of people that the only was to study past question, turn to PDF, send it to the group. But the only catch is all of these things drop a day to exam. So you guys be on that adrenaline. But I'm not gonna lie, he helped a ton of us. I can say that we had very little people failed our set in my class. It was too perfect. And it became less of I want to come out with this, make all of us just be on soft. That was the aim, and I cannot appreciate this enough.
My guy, there was so much prejudice in my own set. Hey. There was so much, I don't want to help you. You're not serious. Nah, we can't talk. We can't be in the same clique. You're not serious.
My guys, they come to my house. We did read
you
together.
Can actually see in some people's faces that they already feel like, oh, you know if you pass. You get. I mean, but then things started to change when we entered our final year, and when some people that were forming serious realized that they couldn't do it by themselves.
Yeah.
Sure you get. And then that was when the unserious ones like us started becoming relevant. When we started having group presentations and all that, and then it is the unserious people that were termed unserious that turned up to have good impact in the group. That's when you start to realize, now everybody level be this. I sabi pass you. Sabi pass this one. Okay, we guys put heads together. Let's find a way to make this thing work.
So we have a ton of other activities here that I really like to brush through. We have folks that sleep a lot and they call themselves sleepyhead. I like sleep. Sleep is my hobby, and hence that's their personality. While I understand that sleep is normal, when is it too much?
Oh,
because for me, I know to like sleep like that. So maybe it's a personal thing.
Well, I can't.
Have you ever met someone that sleeps like it's a sport?
I sleep for every exam I'm reading, and all my personal things. I just sleep. It's not like I enter and say, okay, now I want to sleep. Sleep just happens at that moment, so I'm ready to write.
Really?
So
do you call that sleepy? No. Well, like, I know of people
for sleepy heads. Yeah, there are people that, at any point in time, once they just get comfortable, they sleep off. And it's a what's it called?
Remember that went viral.
There's a scientific term to that. I can't really remember it right now. But then there's some people that want to just get comfortable somewhere, they sleep off. There's some people that once the barber touches their head, they sleep off.
Really?
Yes. So this kind of thing to have, you know, a particular barber that barbs you. I mean, that will be patient for you to do all that, turn your head, and all that. Sure, you get.
So while I understand happen, that,
I don't have any issue with people that are sleepy heads. I mean, but me while growing up, my dad always had issue with me because he would say I slept a lot. I mean, I was the kind of person that at most I can sleep at a go is 7 hours. Now it's about. I can hardly get five hours now. So, I mean, I don't have any issues with people that sleep. If you want to sleep. Just don't let it affect your daily activities. Don't be lazy. But then as long as you can sleep, you can get your sleep and get your activities done, by all means, sleep on.
Exactly. What I just have against is how people are quick to term that as their personality. Or more, they will just tell you, it's going to be like one of the first things they tell you once you're talking to this person. Hi, my name is da 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 da. I like sleep. One thing that you need to know about me is I can sleep through fire. While I understand that, maybe you process things via sleep. I understand it. But it's a very thin line of having that define your personality, right? And I'm hoping that I don't easily get misconstrued, right? Moving forward, we have other people that are into animes, smoking, sports, gym folks, basically, right? Folks that are into smoking, right? Have you ever noticed how, first of all, I need to shout out to the smoking community. I've said this before a ton of times. They have one of the strongest community I've ever seen in this life. Like, a fellow smoker will meet a fellow smoker that they don't know each other from Adam, and they become best friends on the spot. Like, it was wild. Shout out. I was at a party sometime a couple of months ago. A very good friend of mine invited me, Tipsy, and we were on one of the island, and this guy just like passed me like a blunt, and I'm like, nah. But less than 30 minutes after, all of the people that they passed blunt together became best of friends. We were talking till the end of the party. It was so sweet. I didn't smoke, by the way, but the way I needed to put that out there. So essentially, right, the smoking community is one community that I really envy, and I believe that if you see them outside, it's so amazing. However, I've seen, do we call them stoneheads or stoners? Like, if you see them as, and they're especially plenty in the UK, people that all of what they move around with is vapes. Right, if they're not smoking, I'm like, if you were meant to smoke, if God wanted you to smoke all of the time, you would have done exhaust pipe at the back of your head, because any small thing, you are with a shisha pot, or you are with a vape, or you are smoking. I'm like, while I understand, I'm not even going to go into the health implication of these things, but why are you letting that define your personality? Because have you ever seen somebody and you're like, oh, that guy where they always wear red shirt? Or you know that, oh, this person has this unique.
Yeah, well, talking about things defining personalities, I mean, that's what we're basically talking about. I feel like as human beings, we tend to be dynamic, and we need to be know that there are boundaries to things.
Okay.
I mean, we need to set boundaries for ourselves. It's a way of checking yourself. It's a way of being disciplined. I mean, if there's no discipline, there will be a lot of things that go wrong. So being a disciplined human being is essential to your life. So setting boundaries is a very, very important thing to do. Set boundaries on how much you smoke. Set boundaries on how much you're a foodie. Set boundaries on how much you sleep. Because too much of something is not good. In whatever thing you're doing, even water that you have to drink, even food, too much of it will make you sick. So I feel like there should be boundaries to things.
Also, another thing that I know that people base their personality on are events, right? I want to clear my voice to say this. We are quick to say trauma or mental health is one of the reasons why we're shitty people, right? You do realize that at the end of the day, it's all your fault. That's the That's one thing that I dread about adulthood. Right, at the end of the day, whether it is your parents that caused harm to you or has altered the way your life is going to be for the rest of your life, at the end of the day, when you are being a terrible person, you are the person that they're going to hold for being a horrible person. So if you're, I understand that, or maybe you come from, where you come from had a huge implication as to how you behave now. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, on that topic, trauma, well, different people with how they handle things that affected them. And like you said, trauma, there are some people that they're just hiding behind the trauma as an excuse. And then there are some people that really had the trauma. I mean, at some point, a lot of people have gone through traumas, and then some people can take it well and some people cannot take it well. If you know you cannot take it well, seek help. Even if you don't have, even if you can't pay for a therapist and all that, because that's quite expensive, you can find an anchor, something that takes you away from that trauma and puts you in good light, in a good mood, in a lighter mood and all that. I mean, desist from your triggers. Let the people around you, your close relations, know, oh, these things, they affect me, they trigger me. It might not be easy to open up to people, but then I feel like at the end of the day, it is still our choices that matter. Like you said, I mean, when you start doing some things and behaving in some ways, at the end of the day, you're still the person that will be blamed for doing those things. Not everybody's going to want to know about your trauma. So at the end of the day, like, you need to find a way to live good.
So Steve Bartlett, Steve on his podcast, Diary of a CEO, he said that one of the things that he's scared about is the next generation of people that are going to work, go into the workspace. I've seen millennials or Gen Z folks give the wildest examples or give the wildest, excuses for not coming to work. People will say, I couldn't come to work because I can't think of anything right now. But someone
can actually say, I've heard of someone that said that they couldn't come to work because their dog died.
How? Okay, no. Did you realize that the hard work that being an entrepreneur or a CEO working would mean that every once in a while, your mental health is going to be in the dustbin. There's no way around it, right? But I'm not against you, feeling what you are feeling. Maybe you can find it. Like, this person would legit not come to work. There was this tweet that went viral a couple of weeks ago, that when asked to call of the strike, he said, dear, this person name, Otilo, like, it's gone. Like, how? Not just unprofessional. That was very rude. In an organization that you know you had to write to the head of HR or the HR, and the next thing you said is Otilo.
I mean, he or she has lost the opportunity to come back there to work.
So you want to say something?
No. I'm just saying, well, it depends on the organization. It might be a startup, it might be a small organization. So
bro, startup or no?
Even if it's a startup, even if it's a cubicle organization, I saw that tweet and it was like, I was here because ASU was on strike, and now that ASU has called off strike,
I'm going.
So I just blah blah blah. So appeal to law. It was very, very unprofessional and unethical. And I feel like that's the reason why the older generation have things to say about the younger generation currently. I mean, we give them reasons to badmouth us, and I feel like it's quite appalling from our side too. I mean, they have their own mistakes too. They have their own terrible pasts also. But then, I feel like we need to fix up as a general. We need to do it together, not just some people trying and then other people not trying. It's not going to work.
Lastly, I think we cannot finish this list because this list is long. But one thing that I want us to talk about is being a prostitute.
Being who?
Be- being a whore. But when I say prostitute, I don't mean the prostitute in its sense. I mean, figurative speaking, being a onishino, right? Now, we've had people say, I'm on my whole face, that's how I can do this. Or, I am on social media and I can be easily misconstrued. I don't want to be the... But a ton of people have said that they are experimenting. You could go into sexuality that they can say, oh, they're trying out, you know, experimenting with multiple, you know, sexual preferences. They can say that they've found a fancy word for it. They're promiscuous, or we just messed around, or I was with this person for a second. And I'm like, bros, you are a prostitute. And at the end of the day, and I'm going to say something that's going to trigger a lot of people. At the end of the day, when your body count piled to the count of it, when I mean count, I think 20s, like 2020, when it piles to 10s and 20s and 30s and 40s and everything, you now start to say, and it doesn't define me. Which it doesn't.
I'd like to say that this whole phase of promiscuity or whatever you're calling it, it affects both genders, let's be clear.
Yeah.
Both the guys and the girls. It's both genders, because at the end of the day, it matters. And if you say that it does not define you, please, I can assure you that it affects how you see these things. If you've ripped off the band-aid on something like that, to do it when you shouldn't, it won't matter to you anymore, because you don't see it as anything again. Because once you can't put brakes on something, it's just like an addiction. It's like smoking as well. I mean, once you're a smoker and then you feel like, hold on, see, being promiscuous has to do with discipline.
Yeah.
Being a smoker, being a what's it called? I'm not talking about just smoking. I'm talking about being an addicted smoker, that once they see you, they can see that, oh, okay, this is what you do. You smoke. You can be defined by the smoking. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm against people smoking. I mean, anybody,
it's your thing.
It's your thing. Sure, you get people drink too, and drinking too much too is a bad thing. You can't let it define you. Oh, that's why they call some people drunkards or drunks. It's just what I'm talking about. Letting those things go on for too much,
that it becomes a part of what people see you as.
Is what is wrong. That's all I'm saying. And there is no way you're going to tell me that those things don't define you, because you don't know how to pull the brakes on them. It's as simple as that.
Maybe in the not-so-distant future, we talk about... Maybe in the not-so-distant future, we talk about... maybe in the not-so-distant future, we talk about how body count, whether it matters, whether it doesn't, maybe... I'm of the opinion that it does matter, because let me explain what it means to have slept with 20 people. 20 people. 20 people. No. Listen. Why is it my business?
No, hold on.
I want to be involved with you and in you. I do actually. And again, this is a personal preference, right? Maybe for some people it doesn't work that way, but
allow me say something, please. On the aspect of saying, oh, because you slept with a lot of people, it's none of your business and all that. Now, human beings generally have a pattern of behavior. I mean, you cannot run away from it. You have a pattern of behavior, and once, like I said, once you've ripped the bandit off something and you can't put brakes on them, it affects your personality and the kind of person that you are. Let's say you've you are the promiscuous kind of person. You expect me to be with you when I know that
and it's you are promiscuous. You can move again.
I know that. I mean, in both males and females, guys and girls, people move to you. I mean, people like you for lustful reasons all the time. And you have to, and if you have a partner that you feel like, oh, okay, this person is my partner, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, or whatever that person, how important that person is supposed to be to you.
Yeah.
So you get, if you're the promiscuous kind of person, tell me, how would the person be able to trust that you'll be able to resist advances? Hold on, please. How would the person be able to trust that you can resist those advances? You already have a pattern, and now, don't. Let's not give replies on that it's my past. No,
I need to know that please. Past. Okay, I'll give an example. I'll give an example.
Go on. Okay, go on.
Okay. Every other thing.
The same way it goes for sexual reasons. You can maybe from your 10 years to probably age 23 or 25, you're exploring.
Okay.
At some point
Well, it borders around open mindedness as well.
I think that makes sense. Discipline and
for me, I feel like
defining things. These things defining you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to say something funny, right? Before Colapos talks, right? He said that people like you for lustful reasons, and you guys are my witness. At every time that we're at the local government that we serve, we have a minimum of 1 to 2 people tell this foolish boy that, oh, you're a very fine boy, and it doesn't mean that. I'm serious. People are going to. You are fine. It's a normal thing. You would pull, right? That was a very foolish boy. But you would pull, and this could mean people are attracted to you. But it doesn't mean that everybody that tells you that you are fine, you want to pile up the bodies, right? And you want to say something, so you can go on. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to say that. Open-mindedness. Concerned. So she said something earlier on that I think that I would like to buttress on, right? It could be genuinely you were in a phase at a point that let the body pile, right? But when you are a different person, and I'll give you this particular scenario. Are you Christian? Okay. I don't know if you've noticed, but the pastors that they're preaching are the best, are the ones that they've done bad things in the past, because they come from a place of, I've been there, I've done that, nothing freaks me again, and nothing is there, so there's no point, right? I understand that, oh, yes, all of the body, and I'm talking from a point of present continuous, right? Your bodies are continuously piling, and you have no sense of discipline whatsoever. We're going to talk about this in future episodes. So let's not the sex conversation that your parents now have. You're welcome, by the way. We're going to have it on this particular season. So you can call me daddy now. All right.
No, really. I mean, we are not talking about it in this podcast, right?
Yeah.
But then, nonetheless, I feel like our parents have always made the mistake of not giving us the sex education. That we should have had.
Have you ever had it before?
Sex education.
Yeah. Sex talk.
No.
Have you heard this from your parents?
It's like they've always made it an awkward conversation to have
it
with their
is,
children.
It actually is. No, think about
but
it
then
in their life.
That is why you have the responsibility of being a parent. You want to have children, then you should know, okay, there are certain things you need to impact into your children as they are growing up.
Hmm.
They're definitely going to grow up. I mean, how do you expect, now, in our community, how do you expect your child to be in their, let's say, in our community, 2023 and below, and then you're expecting them not to have any form of sexual contact with the opposite gender or whatever they are, should you get, or whatever sexual identity that they have, then when they are getting towards their late 20s and early 30s, you're expecting them to magically have people. Hold on. Now, people magically know about sexuality and the partners that they're going to have and all that.
Yeah.
Now, definitely, those parents, our parents, are expecting us to get the sex education from our community outside, which can actually turn good
and bad.
Or bad.
Or bad. No, and or bad.
No, and or both at the same
yeah.
time.
Exactly.
Sure you get. But then if they've actually given you that education from the onset,
yeah.
they know they've done their part. Now it's on to you to, you know, choose what you want, because at the end of the day you still end up choosing.
Yeah.
It's still your choice to take their advice and teachings or not.
Okay. So this podcast has gone long enough. If you're still here and you've listened this far, I just want to say thank you so much. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. It's the Shaking Tables podcast once again. I'd need to ask a favor of you, right? You know, we're in the social media era. A ton of things can go viral by you just sharing. We're going to be having clips on all of our social media platforms. But I would really appreciate it if, while you're listening right now, you take a screenshot and you share on your favorite social media platform. Your Instagram status, your Instagram story, your WhatsApp status, and your Twitter timeline at Shaking Tables everywhere, and we're going to respond to you if we say some things that are trigger or you think you don't subscribe with. It's a conversation. It's not just a one-ended type of thing. You can reach out to us in the YouTube comments or in the Instagram comments or anywhere at all that you might get this link. I'd really be looking forward to these conversations that a lot of, because like I said, it's all of these are what I believe. I could be wrong, he could be wrong, we could be wrong, and you might give us a new we have a beautiful lady, her name is Oluwaseun, by the way, behind the scene, that she's always been putting in, and I know she's been kind of annoying, but she's said a couple of valid conversations that has even had me questioning some of the things that I've said so far, and I'm also positive that the experiences that you've had can shape you or shape your personality and shape some of the subjects that we've talked about today in a different light. I'm hoping that this sparks conversation within friends, people that shares this podcast to you, and even between the podcast itself. So I'm saying this because we are rounding up. But before we round up, I just want to get a few things off of these two amazing men, and we'll call it a day. First thing is, I want to put you on the spot, right? There's this new thing that we're trying on the podcast where we want to increase our reach. And if you were to invite somebody to the podcast, look at someone in your network, look at someone that maybe someone you admire, who do you think would be perfect for this kind of setting? Just take a minute to think about it.
Well, my network. My network of people. Wow, it's going to take me a long time to think about it.
So this is what is going to happen. So while you have time to think about it,
mm-hmm.
let's just do the your benediction, your social media, how people can reach out to you if you want people to reach out to you. Final takes on the pod. Then we can then come back to that. Is that fine?
Okay, fine.
All right. So benediction.
So. I think I've said my mind a lot, and I hope that I've been able to
convince and not
I've been able to share my opinions with people in a way that they understand, and then not that I'm just, you know, I've just been rambling and all that. So, and thank you to thank you for listening and thank you for inviting me on this podcast also. So thanks a lot.
Kalakwa, Afa, Wagwan, talk to me, blood.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for having us here. It's a pleasure to be here. Want to say thank you, guys. You guys should, you know, listen to this podcast and share, like, and then
subscribe.
Subscribe.
We have a YouTube channel, by the way.
So, you guys, so thank you all for having us. Thank you, Adurat, for having us.
So, let me just give you a final story. We were supposed to record this particular podcast earlier on. We were here a week before. But a couple of things came up and we couldn't record, and we ended up just eating Eba in one place, and it was an amazing experience. And I just needed to put that out there, right? Because it's beyond just seeing what you see. It's relationships that are formed. We literally are in our uniforms. I dragged these two men from say, okay, after CDS, let's go record podcast, and it's been amazing. Shout out to I don't know if this person would like his name to be mentioned, but I'm sure you can see the new space that we're in. The story of how we got this space was quite fascinating. I got this tweet from a very good friend of mine. Her name is Simbiat. She's always shooting me with ideas and opportunities on design, podcast, everything. And she just sent me this tweet that, oh, this person says he has a space that he wants to give out, help creatives to, you know, just give out to the community type stuff. And we reached out, and it was so unreal that I was like, yo, this was so freaking smooth, man. And you can I okay, so yeah, his name is Okoyemi, also a recording artist. We're gonna be I'm hopeful that we have an actual conversation on the pod, so you get to see this amazing person. Well, we've had like a few 2 minutes conversation here and there, but I want to believe that it's cool people. And yeah, shout out space. I want to believe you can see that we are giving you good content, so what's stop playing, bruh. Anyways, that's the end. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have 2 YouTube channels, by the way. I have mine, Abiola Duragbimi, that's my full name. And you can check out the podcast, what's it called, YouTube channel, that's Shaking Tables with AA. And you can check our Instagram as well, Shaking Tables with AA. Twitter, at The Star Podcast. And if you want my personal number, what? People can't collect my personal number. I mean, catch, man. Have you seen me? Anyways, thank you so much. I really genuinely appreciate it. My personal Instagram, by the way, is @adragbimi_AA. That's @adragbimi_AA. So, people that you think that can be perfect for this beautiful setting?
Well, me, I have a small circle, so
you know, consign me. Even if your circle is golden,
I need to get.
Do you get the joke? Oh my
what
god!
What did you say? Oh. So I don't have that big circle. So I think I should mention the name. That would be my friend currently in my, what's it called? Where we work now.
Okay. PPA.
PPA, yeah. That would be Anita.
She's fine. Is it she now? Come on. Okay, I'm sorry. Anita, shout out if you see this podcast. Oh, the camera is not on again. Oh god, amazing. Why now? Okay, go ahead.
Oh well, for me, I also can invite a friend. I don't want to mention your name. I mean, I need to get your permission first before I say that, okay, I want to invite this person and commit them.
It's not like it's going to happen. It's just like,
yeah, well, yeah, okay. Well, I can invite Blessing, friend, then also Khalid, my guy from way back. Both of them are very amazing people, and they can be on this kind of thing, and they'll be perfect for it.
Interesting. I like that you buttress with a guy at the end, because I'm like, it's a promise course.
Nah.
But
you need to have both genders in your circle. All
so right. So thank you so much for sticking around. If you saw this at the stretch, I salute you. If you broke it at several points, I'm hopeful that you got to the end, and have a great week. See you on the next episode. Now, I'm sure that you know that the episodes are bi-weekly, so see you in the next 2 weeks. Most of the time, it's always hard. We start off in a kind of rocky way, but it's hard to say goodbye. Signing out. remember, as you go into the week, as you go into whatever you want to go into, you are a star, and don't stop shining. Stay blessed.